Hello and welcome back to challenge number
three.
Third challenge. Today's challenge is a classic beat 'em up style, not what Kyle and I are going to be doing here in a minute, but classic beat 'em up battle between
Turtles in Time.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Turtles in Time. And Final Fight.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll flip a coin. You go ahead and flip that coin there.
All right. What are you going to call it?
Tails.
It is heads.
All right. Would you like to go first or second?
I'm going to mop the floor with you right off the bat.
Okay. Well, let me get a timer ready here.
Oh, yes. Let's review the rules. What was it? 2 minutes? And then you got to wrap it up.
Yeah, 2 minutes and a very quick wrap up, because I think what we did last time, it was we were kind of a little slow on our wrap ups. We were really taking our time and trying to push in that one last final thought. So, yeah.
But you get 2 minutes to make your case.
Yep.
And then wrap it up after the buzzer.
Correct.
Okay.
And today I'm going to have Turtles in Time playing in the background. I am going to shut the music down just a little bit on there. There you go. All
right.
All right, your 2 minutes starts now.
All right. Turtles in Time was the best Turtles game. Okay? The fact that if you get the new Cowabunga and Shredder's Revenge, it plays like this game did. It's on the Nintendo Switch, and it's not much different visually and gameplay-wise from Turtles in Time. Like, you got to choose your favorite turtle to play as. Like, they brought in every villain. Like, you had Baxter Stockman, you got Bebop, you got Rocksteady, you got the Rat King. Like, you got the little fucking mechanical chompers from the Technodrome. Like, they brought in everything. Shredder, Foot. Like, there was no one that I can think of that was left out of this game. Like, you went through the whole lore of the Turtles. Traveling through Big Apple, 3 a.m., Technodrome, let's get shelled. All that stuff's in there forever, right? And it was also, like, one of the greatest multiplayer games. Because even if your partner sucked, it didn't hold you back. Like, you could just keep going. Like, you were throwing people at the screen, which was new for me. Like, and in one level, you had to destroy the Shredder, who was, like, controlling a mechanical bot that you had to throw the Foot Clan at him to destroy. Graphically, it was crisp.
30 seconds.
How much?
30.
Nah. Music was cool. Catchy. You know, retro-y, like, very 90s New York music. I don't know, dude. It's nostalgia and it's legacy. That game I could still play whenever, just because it's a classic, left to right, mash the buttons, beat them up, and you just get to play through all of the Turtles lore and world. It's all there. Everything you want from Turtles in that game.
Awesome. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and load up
Final Fight
here. And while we load up Final Fight here, I would like to give a shout out to a company that we are now brand ambassadors for, which is Reaper Apparel. I'm wearing their gear right now. Reaper Apparel Company. Check them out. If you decide that you would like to purchase anything from Reaper Apparel, you can actually use our code to save some money.
Yeah, it's in our bio on Instagram.
Yes.
I want to say our code is 10% off. Like, I think that's standard as brand ambassadors through them. I had not heard of them until we've kind of came across them on Instagram.
They have a great message.
The message is awesome. Yes. That's what I like about it. This guy who started this company either during COVID or right after COVID. And it's like a I want to say on the website, it's like he saw his grandma talking to his grandpa and they were like, hey, we really lived our lives. Like, there's nothing to be afraid of. And he was like, I feel like I would be horrified to die right now. So he's just like a live every day to its fullest. Don't fear the Reaper, you know, or respect the Reaper kind of deal. That's where the idea comes from. So it's a lot of messages. Some of their shirts are like, oh, you were just telling me earlier, open-minded.
Broken, not defeated is the one I actually, I have it on underneath here. And it's like a tree with a skull. Yeah. All about mental health awareness. So definitely want to give a shout out to them and also buy their merchandise, you know, help support them, help support us as well too. The coupon code for 10% off is Terrible Gamers. And if you use our link, in our bio on Instagram, it does make it a lot easier. And I'm pretty sure the code comes up automatically when you use our link. Will. So
you've used the link.
Just go to Instagram, use our link. So, all right. So I guess this is...
You're going to set your own timer, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to set my own timer. So I'll start it whenever.
5-minute timer.
Yeah, start it whenever I want. So my chosen game is Final Fight, and I'm going to go in 3, 2, 1. Here we go. All right, so Final Fight is one of the original beat-em-up games. So, you know, when you look at Turtles in Time isn't Turtles in Time without Final Fight. Final Fight, you had three characters to play from. That was Guy, Cody, and Hagger. Hagger's daughter is taken from him in the beginning of the game. And you're basically fighting. It's kind of a revenge thing, trying to fight for her and find her. Cody's like, you know, her date, like her boyfriend or whatever. But the game is just it's iconic. It is arcade. It is everything that you would want out of playing a game in the arcade. You know, when you think of arcade games, you think of like fight 'em, beat 'em up type games. And Final Fight is one of the first ones that comes to your mind. Final Fight, some people will argue Double Dragon, but we've played Double Dragon on here, and Double Dragon sucks. It's horrible. Don't play it. Play Final Fight instead. There's 6 levels to it, I believe. 5 or 6 levels. It's taken me like half hour, 45 minutes to actually beat the whole game, which doesn't sound like crazy. But for arcade, you know, think about it. The amount of times that you die every time you're paying a quarter for that, it gets real expensive really quickly. And I do go through a lot of lives playing it. I have 30 seconds left. But this game is just, it's awesome. It instead of having all these extra buttons, you have 2 buttons. There's attack, and there's, I believe, jump maybe. And you can do special moves with using a combination of the way that you use the joystick, as well as the buttons, the way that you hit the buttons. this game just took the beat-em-ups and made it a category. You know, without Final Fight, there is potentially no Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Turtles in Time. There is no Simpsons Arcade. There is no, you know, I'd say there's no Double Dragon, but I think Double Dragon came out first before Final Fight. But, yeah. Final Fight, number one beat-em-up game of all time.
Can I just rebuttal right now?
Absolutely.
Feel like if I'm going to sit and play a beat-em-up, I want to pick Raphael. I don't want to pick some guy.
Because that's his name.
Yeah, because that's his name. Yeah, I get that this is like a set-the-standard kind of thing, but it's... You pick Turtles in Time because you fucking love the Turtles. Like, this is a... It's on its own. That doesn't take away from it, but the Turtles adds to it.
I just look at this and I say Streets of Rage is not Streets of Rage if there's no Final Fight.
I don't even know what Streets of Rage is, but I know what Turtles in Time is. It's a game that I can't beat in half an hour, so it's much more of an investment. Like, you get more out of it.
This was also made well before.
Before that. This was different. I get that.
Yeah, you know, and so like for that era,
I can't see somebody honestly saying this is a better game than Turtles in Time.
I don't know. I like.
I get what you're saying, but I just feel like this is a slam dunk that Turtles in Time is a better game.
I don't know.
It's longer. You invested it because it's the fucking Teenage Ninja Turtles.
Just because the game is longer doesn't necessarily make it a better game.
But it's like you said, it's a very similar mechanic. So you get more game out of Turtles in Time. It's more to do.
Because there's
all the variety inside of it.
Just because there's more doesn't mean the challenge isn't there. This is still a challenging game. You know, when I say I beat it in a half hour, 45 minutes, I mean I'm throwing quarters like crazy into the game.
To get lives back.
Yes, to get the lives back.
All right.
You know, so it's not like I'm just like,
These games didn't have a difficulty, did they?
No. Arcade games had one difficulty.
Yeah.
And that was, you're fucked.
All right. Well, I think I've won this before we started, so I don't know. I think we're always going to just leave it up to the comments.
Yeah. You all tell us what your favorite game was between the two, or if you think there's another game that should be thrown into this category specifically, which is a beat-em-up category, like Final Fight and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles or Simpsons.
Yeah, throw your favorite in there.
You know, throw your favorite in there, but please tell us, who do you think, between these two games, which one do you think
won?
Yeah,
who wins this fight?
And then also throw in your own. So, but final thoughts? All right, final fight wins. All right, great. So check us out on Podbean, YouTube, on Instagram as well, too, Instagram, Facebook. Make sure you give us a like, a follow, a subscribe. Really help us out, help you out, because you're getting some awesome content because we're amazing, of course. You know.
Nice.
So, but as always, what's the other one? You said Spotify.
Yeah, Spotify is where I always listen.
Apple Podcasts. And, as always, you know, keep on playing.